We can't change the traffic, but we can make sitting in it better.
In the mornings, in the car.
Elizabeth and Radar.
Love it.
On the mix.
There's nothing worse than making plans and you're getting all excited about it. And then as it gets closer, you want to cancel. And I want to retract. I want to retract the invitation.
What happened? What are you talking about?
That I sent to you. Not your wife. I love your wife. I invited you and your wife to the Bucks game tonight with Eric and I. And I'm like, oh, this will be fun.
And it's what you texted me.
We haven't hung out in a while outside of work. I thought, it'd be fun. It'd be good for us.
Sure.
Jess, your wife, is one of my favorite people ever. Jess is the best. And I miss her and I need some Jess time because she's just so sweet and I love her. And then he's been all week talking to everybody about going to the Bulls game.
I totally forgot
because you don't talk a lot about the basketball team because you are a big Cubs fan, a big Bears fan.
Yeah.
But in all of this, I forgot. I'm like, you're a Bulls fan.
Yeah, a little bit.
And you've been talking so much about it. I'm like, man, I'm going to be sitting next to somebody that's rooting for the other team tonight.
Going to be wearing red and black.
Come
you know
on.
It. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, got to hope that the...
Who does Jess root for?
She's okay with the Bulls. I think she's more of a Bears, Chicago Blackhawks fan.
But she would root for the Bucks.
We'll find out. I don't know. She's going to be wearing red and black, too.
Well,
I believe you
could sit next to Eric because Eric likes to talk a lot of trash at sports games, and you guys can talk about that stuff. And I'll sit with Jess and we'll talk about
so
our kids.
So, this is why you
life.
Regret things because
well,
I'm a Bulls
you've
fan.
Just been
you
knew not, that. You've I was... been nonstop talking about the Bulls. I'm like, man, I'm sitting next to somebody that's rooting for the rival team.
Let's go. Big upset tonight. Could happen.
You guys had your glory days.
Yeah, 6 NBA championships. Michael Jordan era.
Oh, okay, let me ask you a little Bucks trivia then.
Oh, let's do it. All right.
I know you have the 6 championships. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. We love Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
How many division titles have the Bulls had? How many division titles have the Bucks had?
It doesn't matter how many division titles.
Just how many division titles?
Nobody knows how many division titles. They only know how many championships because division title leads to a championship.
So do you even know, like with the Bulls, if you guys won 6 championships, how many division titles did you have?
They also made the playoffs a bunch of times. I think they've had at least a dozen division championships.
9.
9?
Do you know about the Bucks?
Oh, you know about,
do you know about the Bucks?
Look at you. Do I know about the...
How many have the Bucks had?
You have 8.
19.
You have 19?
19. We should have more championships, but hey, we're getting there. We are getting there. Do you also know who the leading scorer is on the Milwaukee Bucks?
All time or...
All time. All time.
Well, it's not Giannis yet, I don't think. Is it Sidney Moncrief?
I think you should go back to what you were just saying.
Oh, Giannis? Really?
Of course it's Giannis.
I thought Sidney Moncrief was there a lot longer and he...
Of course it's Giannis. Right, it's Giannis. Giannis has 18,502 points so far.
I didn't think he was up there yet high.
Second is actually Glenn Robinson.
Oh, big dog.
Back in the day. Back in the day.
I'm blowing this, people.
You are. Well, I'm just trying to get you to jump on to like the better team. I mean, I know you guys had the glory days back in the day.
We like living in the past.
And there's respect of Michael Jordan, no doubt. But you got to give respect where respect is due. I mean, if you're going to root for a team, wouldn't it be the Milwaukee Bucks?
Let me ask you this. Why are we living in the past? The past is the past. I mean, I could just sit there and go... You want to go in the past? The Bucks won the championship in 21. That's the past. So we're up 6-1 in championships.
And we're going to get close. I'm telling you, it's going to be a great season.
You have a crystal ball there?
We've got Damian Lillard, who's back. This is Doc Rivers now. He's with the team. He's been there with the offseason. Okay. Of course, we have Giannis. We've got Brooke Lopez.
Oh, my gosh. I had to double check the calendar because I think I heard this in 2022, 2023 as well, like the last couple of years. Oh, we're going to do it again. We're going to repeat. All right, 2 out of 3.
So it wouldn't be fun to place a bet with you because I feel like it's the Bulls aren't going to be quite a match for the Bucks tonight.
I don't think so, but you never know. There's always that chance. There's always that chance. I will be very...
What are you wearing?
Cautiously...
To the game tonight.
Red and black. That's all I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to be painting the face.
I cannot believe when I invited you to the game, I totally forgot.
She's like...
To be honest,
hey, we got a couple of extra tickets. You guys want to go? Yeah, sure. That'd be fun.
I didn't fully realize who they were playing. And then when I realized it was the Bulls, I'm like, oh, here we go.